The Accra Metropolitan Assembly has appealed to families who cannot trace any of their members following last year's June 3 disaster to come forward and help identify the numerous dead bodies at the morgue. The chief executive of the assembly, Alfred Vanderpoel, who said this at a news conference in Accra to outline activities to commemorate the first anniversary of the disaster, noted that some bodies have been left at the morgue unclaimed. He said government is committed to support the victims and survivors.
Worst case scenario, we can even have
It's already giving 10,000 Ghana cedis each to eight.
By losing street in state institutions.
Lagoon and outdoor drains to enable it taking more storm water. Three dredging machines are currently on location desilting the drains. On sanitation, Mr. Vanderpoel said though the assembly hasn't yet achieved 100% collection of waste yet, it is working to make sure sanitation problems in the capital become a thing of the past.
We must take the fear out of the rain. We must take the emergencies out of the rain. We must clear the disaster, the removal of any and everything that have blocked the waterways. We have to work hard and to take it out. We have to excavate, desilt, and dredge. We have to bring in three dredges onto the Odo and the Kole to dredge it and to desilt it. Continue that exercise so that whenever it rains, never again.
Illiable right that are guarded
at the N.S. Bruce Methodist Church. At the Braka. At 10 a.m., there will be red lane ceremony at the Goyle service station. And then at 1 p.m., we'll begin a nationwide memorial service. That will be at the National Central Mosque, Abosokai, with the support of all mosques over the country. On Saturday, we will continue the nationwide memorial service with the Seventh-day Adventist Church services nationwide at 10 a.m. on Saturday, 4th June.
The chief executive of the National Petroleum Authority, Moses Asaga, said measures have been taken to tighten the safety and integrity of fuel stations in the country. It has also committed the MPA's 10th anniversary funds towards the commemoration of the first anniversary of the disaster.
To solidarize with the situation that happened on June 3rd, the National Petroleum Authority has committed approximately 1 million cedis to refurbish the burns unit in Kodego, so that into the future, when we get things, at least we'll get a place for treatment.